Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is dismissing a whistleblower complaint about his interactions with the president of Ukraine, calling it a partisan attack. Democrats say the administration is legally required to give Congress access to the complaint. NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving has more.
The Wall Street Journal has reported that the president asked Zelensky more than half a dozen times to talk to Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, about Joe Biden and Biden's son, Hunter, who was on the board of an energy company in Ukraine. The conversations took place when Ukraine was expecting $250 million in weapon support from the United States. The aid, already approved by Congress, was being held up by the administration as part of what was called a policy review. That money finally got released about 10 days ago. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she thinks the law should be changed to make clear that a president facing potential indictment can be indicted while still in office without first being removed from office. That would create an alternative to impeachment, which many of Pelosi's Democratic members are ready for, but others are not. Ron Elving, NPR News, Washington.
Young climate change activists went to the United Nations Saturday to insist they be allowed a place at the table in deciding how to protect the environment. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres seems impressed by the young people's passion.
What the youth is doing today, what grassroots movements are doing today, is absolutely essential for these to happen. I encourage you to go on. Some people say, oh, it's very dangerous, very complicated, all these young people, be careful. No, I'm not careful at all. I encourage you to go on.
The United Nations begins a summit on climate change Monday. Saturday, hundreds of thousands of students around the world held demonstrations to demand governments do more to fight global warming. An Iranian military chief says Iran is ready for combat following U.S. plans to send additional troops to the Gulf. Duri Buscarin reports.
The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, Major General Hossein Salama, told Iran state broadcaster that, quote, we will continue until the full destruction of any aggressor. Iran denies any involvement in the drone attacks on the world's largest crude oil processing plant and another oil field, both owned by Saudi Arabia's Aramco. Analysts estimate that it interrupted about 5% of the world's daily supply of oil. Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility for the Aramco attacks. The group is supported by Iran in its fight against Saudi-backed fighters in Yemen's civil war. But U.S. and Saudi officials say the attacks were launched from the north, and Yemen lies to the south. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buscarin in Istanbul.
This is NPR News from Washington. A tour bus ran off the road in southern Utah Friday. Four people were killed and several others were injured, some critically. The bus was carrying Chinese tourists to Bryce National Park. Stocks on Wall Street ended a turbulent week on a downswing. Steve Beckner says the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 fell 0.5%, while the Nasdaq Composite lost 0.8%.
A pullback may have been inevitable after three straight weeks of gains, but events assured it. As if investors didn't have enough to worry about, an attack on Saudi oil facilities presented a new geopolitical risk. Nor did the Federal Reserve help much. Wall Street was hoping it would cut interest rates again, but when it did, the reaction was lukewarm due to divisions among policymakers and conflicting signals about the outlook. Then, hopes for a U.S.-China trade deal were dampened when Chinese officials canceled a visit to farm states. For the week, the Dow is off more than 1%. The S&P is down half, and the Nasdaq nearly 0.75%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The strike against General Motors is now in its seventh day. About 49,000 workers walked off the job after midnight Monday, after their contract had expired last weekend. Union officials say progress has been made, but there are still many unresolved issues. One of them is health care. GM wants the workers to pay more for their health insurance, but the union says that's not fair since the company is making billions of dollars in profits. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.